Ladies and gentlemen, the following program was prepared for you. We hope you're prepared for it.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble presents the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, O'Connor?
How are you, Skelton?
Well, I'm a little tired, and I've been up all night.
What doing?
Guarding my gas tank. I'll be up all night tonight, too.
But why are you going to stay up all night tonight? You're out of gas now.
I know, but I look silly siphoning in the daytime. Don't get me, I rode down here tonight on the bus. Boy, was that thing crowded. They were in there like sardines.
Really? Huh? Really?
Yeah, everybody got off with a fishy stare. Yeah, I'm fixed for gas.
How are you fixed for gas?
Okay, but it's my own fault. Everybody tells me I eat too fast. Well, let's try what's written here
right
now.
Well, this is our second show. Tell me, were you as nervous as you were last week?
Am I as nervous? No, I wasn't too nervous last week.
Well, tell me you weren't nervous. Before the show, I said, let me shake your hand. You should said, why? It's doing okay, but...
I told him not to go to a cheap dentist. It happens every time. He's not kidding, though. I was nervous. No kidding. I was so nervous last week, I put my hand on the dressing room table, and I got an answer from the spirit world.
So you did all right on the Life of Riley program that follows us, too.
Yeah, you know, this is a nice setup on Friday night. Mm-hmm. If our show dies,
Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker, comes in.
Sorry I said that.
Well, I'd like to say it's good to be working with you again,
well,
Red.
Thanks, Rod. I'd like to say it's good to be working with you again.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've said what's written here, I'd like to say it's good to be eating again.
Well, Red, last week you started to tell me about your vacation.
Yeah.
Tell me, did you do any horseback riding?
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Of a morning you get on the horse and you leave the dirty old smoky city, you ride all day and you just bounce around till you get to the top of the mountain, and then that night you got a beautiful view of the dirty old smoky city.
Well, tell me, did your wife, Georgia, enjoy sleeping out?
I'll get killed for this. Do I ask me again?
All right. Tell me, did your wife, Georgia, enjoy sleeping out?
She must have. She snored so loud, 7 moose answered her.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Well, just a minute. I hate to interrupt good singing like that, but what about all them newfangled sudsers I've been reading about in the pictures and catalogs?
Well, Clem, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Oh.
Any other suds. Mm-hmm. Any other washing product known.
Oh.
There just isn't any other wash day product like Procter & Gamble's Tide. Mm. Friends, remember that the next time you go shopping. Nothing you can buy will wash your clothes as clean as Tide. Because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. And that happens to your whole family wash, from your special occasion linens down to your everyday work clothes. Yet with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, colored things get a new lease on brightness. Tide actually brightens those soap-dull colors. As for your white things, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white, too, week after week, never turns them yellow. But remember, Tide is the one, the only wash day product in the world that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Folks, from your reports last week, you all seem to like the Four Knights. And here they are again to sing St. Louis Blues.
Said for you yesterday, here you come today.
Shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that.
If you can't do better, might as well just stay away.
Shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that. My girl got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
You'll meet sooner or later.
Friends, if you drive a car, sooner or later you'll run into a guy that don't stop for a red light, or vice versa. Don't lose your head, though, because the guy may be one of them Willy Lump Lump fellers.
Why, it's nothing like living dangerously.
Willie, you're over the white line.
We must be getting closer to town. We're sideswiping more cars now.
Look, Mr. Oldfield, will you stop this junk heap? I'd like to get out.
I can't stop. There's no curbs handy.
Must you have a curb to stop?
Oh, no. Point out a brick wall, that'll do.
Do you mean there are no brakes on this thing?
No, I don't believe in loading a car down with a lot of excess.
I don't know why you let anyone swindle you with this thing.
Oh, it was easy. I was just walking up the street, went by one of them used car lots, looked in my wallet. Next thing I knew, I was yelling, "Put me down!" The dealer was awful nice, though. He offered to carry my wallet and everything. The car only cost $2,000. That ain't bad for a Stanley steamer, you know.
What? You mean to say that you paid $2,000 for this ash can on wheels? Oh! When I think of all the intelligent men I could have married, it just makes me ill.
Yeah, well, it makes me pretty sick, too.
Just keep on.
Shut up, Willie.
Now, don't you yell at me, Willie Lump Lump. Watch where you're driving. Good heavens. What was that just hurtled across the radiator?
That's a pedestrian, the cowards. They're pole vaulting.
I wish you'd at least bought an antique with windows in it.
I never noticed before. This thing got a windshield in it?
No, this ain't got a windshield in it.
was wondering why that windshield wiper kept smearing my nose all my...
Oh, I'm freezing.
Oh, good.
If you were the right kind of a husband at all, you'd see that I was shivering and half frozen.
Yeah.
I'm so cold, I've turned purple.
Well, I must say it's more becoming to you than your usual green.
I don't know if it's your remarks or if it's the air that's coming in that's making me so cold.
Oh, why don't you... Look, I'm sorry I yelled at you and lost my... Say, you are cold, aren't you? Your goose pimples are riding each other piggyback. Wait a minute, there's a blanket in the back seat. I'll get it for you.
Willie, keep your hand on the wheel! Well, you nearly killed me. I hope you're satisfied.
No, I'm not. We go around the block and try again.
Well, where's the blanket?
Well, look, it's in the back seat. I'll get it if you'll hold on to the wheel like a... Hey, what's all this junk in the back seat?
Oh, how should I know? Just get the blanket.
Yeah, well, I will. Just a minute. I'll turn the page. See what I'm going to do next. Here we go. I'll just pull the blanket from under this stuff. Hey, that reminds me, I gotta go to the musicians' convention again next year.
Willie, grab the wheel.
Hmm?
Stop light.
What's the matter?
The light, you're gonna run a light. Willie, where are you?
In the back seat with a motor.
I told you to hold the wheel.
I'm holding the wheel, all four of them.
Did we hit that other car?
Huh?
Did we hit that other car?
That's a brilliant remark. I don't think it had a nervous breakdown from fright. Boy, I sure aged that baby fast, didn't I? Huh? Now, look, the other driver, I better be careful with him there.
Why?
I don't think them shoulder pads in his shoulders are pads. I don't know what it says, but it's got to do. Look, let me handle it. You keep your big mouth out of this.
You don't stop saying my mouth is big.
Well, it is. Every time you yawn, you swallow your head. So figure out. Go and see this guy. Hiya, buddy. Imagine meeting you here, huh? You all right, buddy? Don't worry about a thing. I got plenty of insurance, buddy. You all right, buddy? Hey, buddy, take your head out of the exhaust pipe and answer me.
Yeah, well, yeah. I am a bit shaken.
Yeah, you are.
Tell me, weren't you driving on the wrong side of the street?
No, I was driving on the same side you were, only you were coming the other way.
Well, tell me, do you always drive side saddle?
No, I bought this car from a used car dealer, and the price threw the car a little out of line.
Is anybody in your car injured? Your wife looks nauseated.
Now, you ought to steer without makeup on. You okay?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, you're all right. Now, look, don't worry about a thing. I got plenty of insurance. Here, take a swig of this. It's Willie Pep Tonic. That'll bring you around, boy.
Oh, thanks, but I'm not...
Go ahead, swallow it. Just hold on to your eyeballs and swallow.
Well, I'll try it.
Go right ahead, boy.
What did you say that stuff was?
Willie Lump Lump Pep Tonic. That's pre-war stuff. Providing the war breaks out tomorrow. Take another gulp now. Just go right ahead. Now, don't worry about a thing. I sure sneaked up on you, didn't I?
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling better already.
Good.
I think my tonsils just dissolved.
Yeah. Well, you don't look very comfortable balanced on your ear that way. Better lay down in the gutter. You'll feel better.
Right.
Don't worry. I'm covered with insurance. You've got nothing to worry about, fella. You want another swig? Just help yourself. Uh-oh, here comes the Dick Tracys of tomorrow. Just relax, don't worry about a thing now. Don't worry about a thing.
Well, looks like you boys were playing leapfrog with your automobile.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? Smell that man's breath and ask no more questions.
And now Dave Rose and the Procter & Gamble Orchestra play Authentic Music of the West.
Thank you, Dave Rose. You know, amazing as Tide is for all your family wash, it's just as amazing in your dishpan. Listen, Procter & Gamble's sensational Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. Tide cuts grease better than any soap in the world, whisks it away like magic. Honestly, dishwashing with Tide is a wonderful experience because Tide leaves no scum in the water, no greasy ring round the pan, and never a cloudy film on glasses and dishes. They rinse and dry clear and sparkling, even without wiping. Oh, you can tell Tide is different the minute you see those suds. They look different. They feel different. You get more of them, get them quicker. And in hardest water, they last longer. Just to make things perfect, Tide suds are kind to your hands, too. Now, you can't ask for more, so ask for Tide. See how different dishwashing can be.
And now a page from our mean little kid's diary.
Have you ever bundled up the family and gone on a camping trip? One of them places where it's nice, peaceful, and quiet like? Yes, sir, there's nothing like it. Unless, of course, you by chance camp around where Junior, the mean little kid, is.
Loreen, where's Junior?
I don't know. Junior! Junior, where are you?
Over here, kiddo. Sitting on the edge of the cliff, dangling my feet.
Heavens! Come here, that's a 16,000-foot drop.
Well, wipe the smile off your face, kiddo. I ain't going to fall.
Junior?
Yeah?
Come here to me.
What you want, Junior?
Don't you ever do a thing like that again.
Why?
Why, you could have fallen into that camp in the valley and hurt someone.
Yeah. Hey, what we come up here for anyway, huh? I got a nice little quiver at home and everything. You bring me up in the
morning. Junior. You mean you don't enjoy the idea of coming home?
No,
why, child. Someday you'll realize that to get away from the noise of this city and just relax and enjoy the sound of the earth is a rare privilege.
Really? Hey, Nemo, did the Indians used to live up here in the woods?
Oh, yes, dear.
Really?
Oh, those must have been the days.
You should know.
They had no high prices then. Why, if the Indians wanted food, all they had to do was to go out and shoot it.
Shoot it?
Yes. Ooh, the woods are full of good things to eat.
No kidding. Well, hand me a bow and arrow. I'm going to shoot myself an ice cream cone.
Stay right here. Dinner will soon be ready.
Oh, what you going to burn tonight, Mom?
Oh, Lord. Don't insult my cooking.
Ah.
And, Junior, stop scratching.
I have to scratch.
Why?
I'm the only one knows where it hit you. Tell me what we're going to eat tonight.
You're going to eat the fish I caught.
The fish you caught?
Yes.
You mean Grandpa? We're going to eat Grandpa?
No! A trout.
Well, he's a racetrack trout.
Mother, I wonder who that man is walking this way.
Where?
Look at him.
Oh, he's probably one of the other campers.
Yes,
now, remember, we're only here for the night and no extra supplies
no
either.
Supplies, yes.
This guy looks like a chiseler.
Yeah.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, chiseler.
Junior! Junior, you apologize.
Why, because I said it before you did?
Lady, is this your little boy?
I am, but I doubt if they'll admit it without a third degree, kiddo.
Well, I hate to bother you, but my coffee pot is missing.
Well, go out in the woods and shoot yourself one. The woods is for you.
We're only here for one night, and yeah. I'm sorry, but we only have one coffee pot.
And I'm keeping me fishing worms in that.
I hate to contradict you, lady, but you have two coffee pots.
Now, look, Mr.
Brown, Jim Brown. I have that lookout tower up there.
Now, what were you saying about us having two coffee pots?
Well, I'm very sorry to mention
well,
it, but...
Don't.
Well, I had to take a ride down the trail to check on some careless folks who
if
left
you know
the campfire
good for me,
burning.
You'll keep your mouth shut, but you
And then, when I looked through my binoculars, I...
Your what? What's a binocular? What's a binocular, huh?
Sounds like a fish.
Anyhow, when I looked through my binoculars, I saw this... I saw this little boy coming down the ladder out of the lookout tower with my coffee pot.
Well, I can't believe Junior would do such a thing. He's such a sweet, well-mannered youngster.
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Well, how about it, son?
Well, how do you know it was me coming down the ladder? How do you know it wasn't some well-dressed bear or something?
I'm sure it was. The boy had on a white T-shirt with a skull and crossbones on it.
What else he had on?
He was also wearing blue jeans.
Well, is I wearing anything like that? Look.
Junior, put your clothes back on.
Now, look, young man, did you take this man's coffee pot? Answer me.
I don't go around answering strange questions, kiddo.
Oh, now let me talk to him.
Oh.
Junior, dear.
The muffity guff's coming out.
Listen.
Yes, Namo, dear.
Now tell Nama and tell Nama the truth, dear.
Yes.
Did you take the coffee pot or not?
You want me to tell you so? You can tell them. I'm wise to you, blabbermouth. Don't you hit me. You hit me and I'll tell on you.
You tell what?
I'll tell everybody you used to be a bartender.
There was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Verna, two beers.
Bottle or draft?
Look, Sonny, I have to get back up to the lookout tower.
Yes.
So, man to man, where is my coffee pot?
Man to man, it's behind that tree over there.
Well, as man to mother, Junior, come here.
Right.
Now, what you did was dishonest. Now, you must be punished.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. You hit me.
You broke my widow. You broke my widow.
Broke your widow what?
I don't know. It hadn't started hurting yet.
Well, folks, I've got to get going.
Good.
Be sure to put your campfire out.
Yep.
And remember this. 2 minutes of being careful can save 50 years of trees.
We'll be careful.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll be careful. We'll be
and,
careful.
And, Junior... Yes. You don't play with matches, do you?
No, sir, boy. I got me fingers burned once. I don't play with them now. I got a cigarette lighter.
Junior! Oh, dear. Times I'm sorry I took him out of the baby carriage before I gave it away.
Can I go play?
Yes, run along.
Now, Junior, don't make any noise.
No.
You might disturb the other campers.
Yes.
And don't throw stones.
No, stones.
You might hit someone.
Yeah, and don't breathe. Somebody else may want the oxygen.
Hey, kid, look out.
No.
Why don't you watch where you're going? Now you tripped over that rope and knocked my tent down.
Yeah.
Is that all you've got to do, go around wrecking tents?
No, you ought to see me with a house.
I can imagine.
Yeah, hey, what's he doing there? What is that thing? What
I'm putting up my pup tent.
What's the matter? You in a doghouse?
Look, kid.
Hmm?
Run along.
Yeah.
Go see how far you can lean over that cliff.
Yeah. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop, oh, yeah. Whoa! Watch out. Watch out behind us. It's a cat. It's a black one. Here, now, don't you cross my path or you'll have bad luck. Oh, it's okay. You can cross me back. You're not all black. You got a white streak down your back. Come here, come here, come here. I got a kitty cat at home, too. Something around here is dead. Your cat. It can't be him, because he's walking around. Boy, that cat must have an awful bad cold. He walk around like there's nothing happening at all. Now I got you. I believe it's the cat. Boy, how'd you get so dirty? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Your mother must have pampered you, because you really spoiled. Namor and Mummy, they love you. Oh, look, there's that lookout man. I'll go see if you belong to him. I've already learned one lesson about taking things that don't belong to me. Hey, Mr. Lookout Man, aren't you up a new tower?
Well, I just can't quite get up the pep to climb up those steps.
Oh, hey, is this little kitty cat yours?
Great! Yes!
Well, he got up that 500 feet awful quick. I wonder why he don't like kitty cats. Of course, I don't blame him. This cat ain't exactly the type that makes friends easily, you know. The man has his chin up. Come on, I'll introduce you to him, kitty. Come on here. Hiya. Well, I see you finally got your pup tent up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't you let your pup tent chase my cat. Look, I found a tomcat.
Get him away from here!
What are you taking it down for, mister? Where are you going, mister? You going to say goodbye? I better find a... Hey, any of you campers here lose a cat? Hey, where are you going for? Hey, people. Hey, mister. Lady, where are you going? Bye. Goodbye, mister. Where are you going? Let him go.
Marie, look. Everyone is ready. making camp. Maybe somebody got wind of something.
No, I don't think so. But still, I can't understand why they're all leaving.
We got an idea, ain't we, folks? Come on, come on, kitty cat, come on. I was going to give you a bottle of milk, but I think I'll change it to a bottle of Airwick now. Hey, Namor, look what I got. Look.
What is it, Junior?
Look.
Bring it closer, dear. I can't see without my glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you want to see what Junior brought us? Yes. It might be something nice.
Well, it's nothing to be sniffed at, I'll tell you.
Mother, don't let him get near you.
Oh, I'd better put my glasses on. Good heavens, a polecat! Junior, drop that animal.
Hey, wait. It's just the thing for around the house. Take him home. I bet the mice would come out and surrender the minute he walked in. But he'd even kill Morse's baby. You know? What's the matter? I'll see you later, cat. My folks are trying to get away from me. In fact, I'd like to get away from myself right now. Get away from me. Let me in. Let me in the car. Let me in.
We will, just as soon as you go take off all your clothes and go bathe in that little stream over there.
Okay, my dear, don't go away without me.
Please,
okay. Boy, close up with fastness. Whoa, that water's cold. I sure got myself into trouble now. Well, that just goes to show you, if you associate in the wrong company, you can become a stinker, too.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide's in there. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.